Hare Krishna. We are most honored and grateful to welcome His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. Maharaj was born and raised a devotee of Jagannath in Sri Jagannath Puri. And now he is revealing the treasures of Lord Jagannath's mercy to the whole world. Thank you, Maharaj. Yesterday, we discussed from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy upon the residents of Jagannath Puri and especially Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In this pastime, like in all the pastimes of the Lord, there are limitless lessons that we could learn. Srila Prabhupada told us that when we read from Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, if we are sincere, every time we read, it becomes newer and newer. Because it is none different than Krishna. Krishna is personally present in transcendental sound vibration. And as Krishna's beautiful forms are ever increasing in how they affect the hearts of the devotees, so it is with His words. The simplest sloka from Bhagavad Gita has limitless levels of intimate realizations that a devotee can receive by speaking, by hearing, and by meditating upon. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the most celebrated and respected scholar in all of India. Kings, sannyasis, pandits, they came to learn from him. But through his scholarship, he had no qualification to understand the true meaning of the Vedic literatures. Krishna tells very clearly in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarve aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham. That I have compiled the Vedas, I am the knower of the Vedas, and by all Vedas I am to be known. Krishna declares himself as the absolute truth. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitramitam Uttamam. Arjuna recognized that fact. And he also proclaimed that all the great sages, Narada, Devala, Asita, Vyas, they have all taught us this. Kamsa was face to face with Krishna. But he only wanted to hurt Krishna. He had no faith in Krishna. Ravana was face to face with Ram. Hiranyaksha with Varahadev. Hiranyakashipu. Narasimhadev. In Vrindavan, all of those asuras, Putana, Trinavarta, Sakatasura, Akasura, Vatsasura, Bakasura, Aristasura, they were seeing Krishna in his presence. But they were not feeling happiness. So it is not with our eyes, it is not with what we have, what we do, or what we know that we can understand Krishna. It is only by Krishna's mercy. And the culmination of all the knowledge of all the scriptures is simply to lead us into understanding how to receive the mercy of Krishna. Mahajano yena gatasa pantha. By following in the footsteps of those who are truly surrendered to Krishna. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, if we have faith, if we're truly in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant, we are personal eyewitnesses in the present moment of the loving relationships between the Lord and his loving devotees. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came in this age of Kali, a time where people are most unqualified to teach us. And those lessons are especially revealed in the relationships he has with his devotees. It was when the Lord bestowed his mercy on Sarvabhauma, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, out of affection, opened his heart and humbled himself and truly wanted to please the Lord, that he could understand Krishna as he is. Bhaktyatva nadiya shakya aham evam vidurachana. Krishna says, it is only by bhakti, devotion, that I could be understood as I am, standing before you. Undivided devotion. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's realization was not only that it was by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that he had the highest realization of love for Krishna, but it was because his son and his brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, was merciful to him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wouldn't even claim that he had direct mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Gopinathacharya was chastising him. In fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada said they were brother-in-laws, so sometimes they would, Gopinathacharya would jokingly blaspheme Sarvabhauma. And because of that, he gave credit that Lord Chaitanya bestowed his mercy upon me. In Shriva's Angam, Lord Chaitanya gave Prema Bhakti to all the household residents of Shrivas Thakur. The servants, the maid servants, even the dogs. He said, I give them all love of Krishna because they are all dear to you, Shrivas. Lord Chaitanya, as we will perhaps speak of in future days, he sent a simple street dog back to Godhead instantly. That dog didn't do any sadhana. He just ate Srivas Thakur's rice. I'm sorry, Shivananda Sen's rice. But because Shivananda Sen showed affection to that dog, Lord Chaitanya felt obliged to give him the highest perfection. And here in Puri, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his name Amogha, he went out of his way, took risks just to insult Lord Chaitanya. And he attained pure devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya said, it is because he's your son-in-law, because of his connection to you, Sarvabhauma. Therefore, Krishna has given him the perfection of life. After a long life of pursuing scholarship and achieving impersonal liberation, Brahmagyana, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tasted the sweet nectar of prema ras, loving service. Sri Rupa Goswami tells that compared to the limitless ocean of the happiness one gets through serving Krishna with love, the happiness found in the impersonal liberation of Brahman realization is not even a drop. And a few days later, Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I'm leaving on a journey to South India, which would take some years. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya only wanted the Lord's happiness. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, the king of Odisha, Pratapa Rudra Maharaj, came to Puri. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was his guru. He asked Sarvabhauma, I heard so many people are talking about this, that a very enlightened sannyasi has just been here to Puri. Do you know anything about him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, yes, he has just been here, but he left. He has gone on a tour to Setu Banda, looking for his brother. King Prataparuja said, if he's such a great enlightened personality, why did you allow him to leave? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the cause of everything that exists and he's completely independent. There was nothing within my power or anyone's power to change his mind. King Prataparudra, just hearing this one sentence completely changed his life. He said to his guru, because you proclaim Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I accept this as the absolute truth with complete faith. He said, please, when he returns, arrange darshan, an interview for me to see him. Sarvabhauma, he said, this is very difficult because Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi in the renounced order and he will not meet a materialistic person in your position as a king. And King Prataparudra was begging, pleading, please try to make this arrangement. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya traveled throughout South India, and after approximately 2 years, he was just about to return to Puri. It was at that time that King Prataparudra again met Sarvabhauma and asked him, by any means, please arrange this darshan. Otherwise, how will I live? Then Lord Chaitanya arrived. And he went right to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home. And the two of them went to Jagannath's temple for darshan. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he told King Prataparudra that Lord Chaitanya was coming within a day or so, he asked the king, please arrange a place where Lord Chaitanya could stay. A place that's very clean, very quiet, peaceful, and close to Jagannath's temple. The king, he said, I know just the place, the house of Kashi Mishra. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought Lord Chaitanya to Kashi Mishra's home. Kashi Mishra, he offered his prostrated obeisances to the Lord, and from his heart of hearts, he offered his body, his mind, his words, his life, his home, his family, his everything in a spirit of true Sharanagati surrender for Lord Chaitanya's pleasure. And Lord Chaitanya understood his heart and reciprocated. At their first meeting, Lord Chaitanya revealed his four-armed form, Narayan, to Kashi Mishra. There in Kashi Mishra's house, Lord Chaitanya was given a very nice seat. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to bring the Saivites, the servants of Lord Jagannath, to meet him. Because when the word spread that Lord Chaitanya was returning, everyone was coming to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Please arrange for us to meet Lord Chaitanya. They had that culture. No one was approaching Lord Chaitanya directly. They were all going to one who they understood the Lord loved and who loved the Lord. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited them to all come. They were all sitting around Lord Chaitanya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was introducing each one and what their personal service was to Lord Jagannath in the temple. This is Janardhan. During the Anabhasara, when Lord Jagannath is in seclusion after the Snanyatra, he's serving the Lord. And one after another, Lord Chaitanya was bestowing his mercy on these devotees. Then Bhavananda Rai came in with his four sons. And he introduced himself. In fact, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said he is the father of Ramananda Rai. And just because Ramananda Rai was so dear to the Lord bestowed his full mercy on the whole family. Lord Gauranga said to Bhavananda Rai, "You are none different than Pandu, and your wife is Kunti Devi, and your children are none different than the five Pandavas." Bhavananda Rai said, "It is by your mercy. How could you accept me in this way? I'm actually a Shudra. I'm from a very low stratum of society. I have no qualifications." But I surrender my life and my family and everything to you. And one of my sons, here he is, Vaninath Rai, for the rest of his life, he will be your personal servant. After some time, when everybody left, Lord Chaitanya brought in the person who traveled through South India with him, Kal Krishnadas. Lord Chaitanya said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Consider this person. He came and traveled with me, and then he abandoned me, being enticed by the Bhattataris. He gave up my service for his own selfish sense enjoyment. And I had to literally save him and drag him back. Now I have brought him back here safely. I relieve him of any service. He can go anywhere. He can do anything he likes. But nothing else for me." Kal Krishnadas was sitting right in front of Lord Chaitanya while he's talking to Sarvabhauma. Kal Krishnadas cried. He was a devotee. He dedicated his life. But he made a serious mistake. And Srila Prabhupada explains how careful we must all be. Because Maya is so strong. The allurements and attractions of this material energy can be so subtle and so deep that even someone who is the personal associate and servant with Lord Chaitanya directly 24 hours a day for years, even such a person, if he's inattentive, could be attracted by Maya. It's a very important story so that we could all understand the responsibility we have to be very careful. In one place, Srila Prabhupada writes, if one is not attentively and carefully chanting at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, at any moment that person can fall victim to Maya. Daivihesu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mamepam ye prapatyante mayameta tirantite. This material nature is very powerful. But one who takes shelter of me can easily cross beyond it. In the association of devotees, we're reminded of the importance at every moment how we must take shelter of Krishna. When we're hearing Krishna Katha, when we're chanting japa in kirtan, when we're performing our seva, even when we're performing our routine duties, it's very important. Without the shelter of Krishna, we are defeated. Gajendra in the Srimad Bhagavatam was so powerful. Even lions and tigers and rhinoceros, they would all run away from Gajendra when he would roar. But even he was defeated by a crocodile. And in material existence, there are such crocodiles everywhere. Padam padam yadbi padam natesham. When the scriptures say that in this material world there is danger at every step, that doesn't only refer to you could crash in an airplane, you could crash in a car, some little personality may be in your body that causes cancer or some virus. At any moment, your heart could just stop. People could drop bombs, they could shoot guns. So on a physical level, there's danger at every step. Here in India, one little mosquito can kill you. And what can you do? However careful you are, can anyone say that no mosquito will bite me? And if it just happens to be the right mosquito, you're dead. Or you could suffer miserably. So physically, there is danger at every step. But more importantly, spiritually, there's danger at every step. The nature of the mind and the senses, we're so habituated to enjoy the nature of the false ego. As devotees, the tendency to criticize another devotee with the wrong motivation can seriously disturb our spiritual progress. What to speak of so many other temptations? So when we understand this, that there is danger at every step in this world, spiritually, materially, emotionally, Thakur Bhaktivinoda prayed, "My Lord Krishna, I have seen and considered all the 14 planetary systems. And I have come to the realization that only you could save me." And Krishna is so merciful. Nam namakari bahuta nija sarva shaktis. Kalikale namarupe Krishna avatar. He has descended in his holy names with all of his powers readily accessible to give us shelter. But that is dependent on the sincerity in which we take shelter. in whatever position we're in. We may have a high role or a low role. Neither one will protect us from Maya. Only seeking shelter of Krishna. Manaso deho geho joho kichumo arpiluntu apade nandakishore. Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he was Grihastha, he was in a very high service for the British government. He was also the most celebrated Vaishnava of his day. Even the greatest renunciates like Gaur Kishor Das Babaji were coming to learn from him. So he was materially, spiritually, everything. He was so accomplished. And yet he's praying, Krishna, my body, my mind, my words, my life, my home, my family, everything belongs to you. In the beautiful prayer, Gopinath, he's praying to Lord Gopinath. Amara Jivana. Considering himself to be most fallen, most unqualified. This is a wonderful revelation. The most qualified people feel that they're the least qualified. And the least qualified people think they're most qualified. But even if we feel ourselves least qualified, that alone doesn't solve the problem. When we truly feel ourselves least qualified, then we humble ourselves before the mercy of Krishna. That means humbling ourselves before the mercy of Krishna's devotees. So Kal Krishna Das, he was watching all Lord Chaitanya's leelas. We know so many of the leelas of Lord Chaitanya because they were witnessed by Kal Krishna Das, revealed to the Vaishnavas. But still, Lord Chaitanya wanted to use him as an example. He was inattentive. But still, Lord Chaitanya forcibly rescued him. But he wanted to make an example. Kal Krishna Das was totally brokenhearted. In his mind, his whole life was an utter failure. Samsidhir Haritoshanam. The only valuable thing in our life is to the extent we please Krishna. And here Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is displeased with him to the extent he's rejecting him. Kal Krishna Das was crying piteously. Lord Chaitanya's response, without saying another word, he walked out of the room to go have lunch prasadam. But the devotees, they felt great compassion for Kal Krishna Das. Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dat, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit. They were considering in their minds, how can we save him? How could we give him service so he can be happy? So they devised a plan. The plan was that he go to Bengal because Sachi Mata and Adwaita Prabhu, Srivas Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, all of these Vaishnavas, they're in separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for several years
They have not heard any news about him. They don't even know that he's returned to Puri. How Krishnadas could go to Bengal, he could bring the Mahaprasad of Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could announce that Lord Chaitanya has returned, invite them to all come to Puri to see the Lord, and he could narrate the wonderful pastimes that he personally witnessed of Lord Chaitanya through these years in South India. They gave so much encouragement to Kal Krishnadas because all he wanted is service. Without that service, nothing else in his life would have any meaning. The next day, they went to Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda Prabhu said, "We would like to send one devotee to Bengal to inform your mother, Sachi, and all the other devotees headed by Advaitacharya that you have returned. Please give us permission." Lord Chaitanya knows everything. His reply, "Do whatever you decide." And that was all. So they made every arrangement. Srila Prabhupada explains in this context the very important lesson of this story. That the devotees are even more merciful than Krishna. Now Krishna's Karuna Sindhu. How can anyone be more merciful than Krishna? Most devotees are jivatmas. We're infinitesimal parts and parcels of Krishna. How can an infinitesimal part and parcel be more merciful than Krishna? All mercy is coming from Krishna. Janmadya Shayataha. Everything is emanating from Krishna. Is this some sort of poetic explanation but really doesn't have truth to it? It's true. The devotees are more merciful than Krishna. How is it possible? Because it's Krishna's will. Achintya Shakti. Krishna has inconceivable potencies. By his own will, he could manifest his compassion even more through his devotee. But the compassion is all ultimately his own. Another important lesson in this story is how the devotees cared about each other. Kal Krishnadas did make a serious mistake. When Lord Chaitanya was resting, Kal Krishnadas didn't ask his permission. "I want to go meet Bhattataris." He just abandoned him. He didn't say anything. He left him. And he didn't come back on his own. Lord Chaitanya had to go and go through so much trouble. We read in the pages that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Lord Chaitanya told the Bhattataris, "You are sadhus." They were not actually sadhus, but they were pretending to be just so they can cheat people. He said, "You have assistance. I'm a sannyasi. I require my assistant. Please give him back." They were so audacious, so arrogant, so cruel. "How dare you ask?" They picked up weapons, spears, knives, swords, clubs, and chased after Lord Chaitanya to kill him. Lord Chaitanya just stood there. And suddenly, the weapon slipped out of the hands of the Bhattataris and attacked them. One was holding a sword, and the sword slipped out of him and started severing all the limbs of the Bhattatari's body. They were screaming, crying, running away, and their own weapons were chasing after them and punishing them. And in that scenario, Lord Chaitanya grabbed Krishnadas by the hair and said, "Come." But the devotees, they didn't think, "Well, Lord Chaitanya, you made a serious mistake. You fell down. The Lord is angry with you. Prabhu, you're in Maya." For devotees in Maya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, where there's the greatest the need, there's the greatest opportunity to serve. Vaishnav society, if somebody's having difficulty, we try to help that person. In our body, if something happens to any part of the body, every organ, every limb, every part of the body is trying to send energy to heal that one part. So in Vaishnav society, it's priority of our lives to help keep each other strong spiritually. And where we find somebody's not very strong, to try to uplift them in whatever way we can. That's why satsang is so important. Because without the association of devotees, none of us are strong spiritually. The great acharyas are giving this wisdom to us. They're saying that they need the... with that beautiful song, Bajahure mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare Dulabha manava chanama satsange taraha ehe babo sindare. My dear mind, please worship Sri Nandanandana. Because by worshiping Krishna, you become, by taking shelter of his lotus feet, you become fearless. This human life is so rare. Out of 8,400,000 species of life, to attain this human life is a very rare, special blessing. But the rarest and most valuable of all the gifts in human life is the association of devotees, satsang. Sometimes when things are readily and easily available, we take it for granted. Srila Prabhupada is so kind. He established temples. Hundreds and hundreds of temples are there now all over the world. And some of us are living in places where... I've gone to that temple so many hundreds and hundreds of times. So what? But temples are places to find the shelter of satsang. In our homes, satsangs. It's a grave necessity for everyone to actually find shelter in the association of devotees. And it's also a grave responsibility for everyone to be an instrument to give each other the association of devotees. There's a common saying, in giving we receive. This is especially true in spirituality and bhakti. When we try to act as instruments of compassion to uplift another devotee, we are receiving the mercy of Krishna. We are actually able to recognize, appreciate, and access the blessings of the association of devotees. If we criticize devotees, you know what Krishna does? He gives us one of the worst punishments there is. We lose our appreciation of the association of devotees. And then our spiritual life is seriously stifled. If we take the association of devotees for granted, if we're not trying to uplift and encourage people to become more Krishna conscious, if we're not understanding the value and humble ourselves before that blessing, then through fault finding, through taking it for granted, padam padam yadvi padam natesham, it's a danger, then we no longer appreciate the association of devotees. We take it to be something ordinary. We take it as a burden. Instead of being excited and enthusiastic, it becomes a burden. We'd rather do so many other things. If that's happening to us, then we should just understand. That means I have to change my consciousness. I have to really be more and more in the mood of a sevite, a servant. Because in Krishna consciousness, sometimes, as we're devotees for many years, we're making spiritual advancement, but also danger comes when we become complacent. So we have to protect each other from that complacency. And we have to uplift each other whether we see that complacency. And this message is so strongly revealed in this wonderful lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The devotees gave Kalkrishnadas the most glorious service. What was the service? To make devotees happy. They gave him large quantities of prasad, and obviously they had people, you know, helping him carry all that prasad. He had garlands of Jagannath. He had so much mahaprasad of Jagannath. When he entered Navadvip Dham, he first went to the house of Sachi Mata, and he offered his prostrated obeisances, dandavats, at the lotus feet of Sachi Devi. And said, Sri Gauranga has returned to Puri. Sachi Mata was beyond limits happy to hear that her son was safe at home. As a mother, in Krishna's lila, Yashoda Mai, how she would worry about Krishna. In fact, Sukadeva Goswami tells that Rohini Devi and Yashoda Mai, they were in the constant ecstasy of suffering anxieties about Krishna. That is a sublime instruction. They were suffering anxiety of Krishna, but because it was out of love, it was a higher ecstasy by billions and trillions of times of shanti, of the peace of being in yogic samadhi. Because it's love. So Sachi Devi, my son has taken sannyas, and now he's wandering around South India barefoot. I don't know anything about him. She was in constant meditation of motherly love, worrying about him. And now Kal Krishnadas comes to give her the good news that Gauranga Mahaprabhu has returned. And Sachi Mata is asking, tell me everything, everything. And he's narrating one leela after another leela of all the incredible, wonderful pastimes of compassion and mercy that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed in South India. How Sachi Mata was blessing Kal Krishnadas. Soon all the then he went to Advaitacharya's house and told him everything. And Advaitacharya was roaring like a blissful lion in happiness. And he announced to all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya has returned to Puri. We should all go to Puri immediately. And soon assembled in the house of Advaita, everyone was coming. There was Gadadhar, and there was Haridas, and there was Budhimanta, and there was Sridhar, and there was Murari Gupta, and all the devotees of Navadweep, and soon from Shrikanda, Mukunda Das, Raghunandan, Lochandas, Narahari, they all arrived from Kulinagram. Satyaraj Kam and Ramananda arrived. Devotees filled the house of Advaitacharya. And there was Kal Krishnadas giving them Mahaprasad of Lord Chaitanya, giving them Mahaprasad of Jagannath, telling Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Advaitacharya had a wonderful festival of kirtan and harikatha and prasad for several days to celebrate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival in Puri. And they all decided, immediately we will all go to Puri. But when there are so many devotees, about 200, some arrangements need to be made. But this is the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada's very beloved godbrother, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Maharaj, told a story. He was the president of Gaudiya Math in Madras. And one brahmachari was having inappropriate relationships. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur met that brahmachari and told him, you must leave the math. You can go outside, but you cannot stay here. And the brahmachari was crying and begging, and he said, you leave. The brahmachari left. And then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said to the president, Sridhar Maharaj, bring him back, give him shelter. He said, how can I give him shelter when you won't give him shelter? I'm only here as your servant. And Srila Saraswati Thakur cited this story of Kal Krishnadas. He said, Lord Chaitanya had to give an example. So he was very hard like a thunderbolt. So that devotees don't take things cheaply. But he personally arranged for his devotees to show compassion. So similarly, you should show him compassion. Meanwhile, Paramananda Puri, who Lord Chaitanya had met at the Rishab Hill during his South Indian tour. Lord Chaitanya invited him, please come to Puri and live with me. So Paramananda Puri, he went to Navadweep. First place he went to Navadweep was to see Sachi Devi. And Sachidevi so graciously gave him a place in her home where he was living. When Kalkrishnadas came and he heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, he was so happy. He was going to go with all the other devotees, but he saw that it was taking time for the devotees to organize, so he just left himself. He took one servant named, or one other devotee came with him named Kamalakanta. It's a wonderful story of how devotees are very dear to the Lord when devotees are dear to each other.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.